the polish button. Tighten dead air, smooth jump cuts, keep the story. Vibe Chopper's polish button tightens dead air, smooths awkward jump cuts, and keeps your strongest beats. Plus two empty chat quick actions. Assemble a trailer and 1 second highlights. Overview. Gnarls here. We're going to talk about the last 20%. Overview. You shot the thing, you uploaded the thing, you typed the rough cut into the chat and watched the AI lay clips on the timeline like cones on a field. The bones are good. The story's there. You can feel it. Overview. But there's air between two of the lines. There's a jump cut at 0:34 that snaps too hard. There's a beat right after the punchline that drags a quarter second too long, and you know it drags because you watched it once and your shoulders dropped. That's not a story problem. That's a polish problem. Overview. Polish used to be the part where you canceled dinner. We made it a button. 1. The 80-20 of polish. The first 80% of a cut is decisions. Which clips, which order, which line lands, which line dies. That's the part you got into editing for. 1. The 80-20 of polish. The last 20% is touch. Pull this clip in by 12 frames. 2. Soften the cut so the speaker's blink doesn't strobe. Let the music breathe through the punchline. Don't let it breathe through the next one. Repeat. 200 times across a 4-minute video. 1. The 80-20 of polish. The first 80% takes a Saturday afternoon. The last 20% takes the rest of your weekend. 1. The 80-20 of polish. We didn't want to take your decisions. The decisions are yours. The part the audience feels. We wanted to take the 200 reps of pull this in by 12 frames off your wrist. 1. The 80-20 of polish. So we added 3 presets to the empty chat. One of them was the polish button. 2. What the polish button actually did. When you opened the AI chat on a project with no messages, you got 3 tiles. Each tile was a preset. It filled the input with a real prompt and configured the harness to think about it the right way. The prompt was right there, visible, editable before you sent it. 2. What the polish button actually did. The polish tile filled the chat with this. 2. What the polish button actually did. Please polish this timeline. Tighten dead air, smooth awkward jump cuts, add subtle transitions only where they help, and keep the strongest story beats intact. 2. What the polish button actually did. Plain English. No JSON. No tool syntax. A note you'd leave for a junior editor on your way out for coffee. Except the editor was the harness. 2. What the polish button actually did. Behind the tile, 4 settings flipped. 2. What the polish button actually did. 1. Plan and rubric mode turned on. The harness drafted a plan, scored itself with a rubric, then ran the edit. You saw the reasoning before the timeline moved. 2. Strict verification turned on. Every clip move got checked twice, once in the plan, once after the edit run. 3. All media turned off. The model didn't go shopping in your raw footage for fresh clips. Polish meant working with what you already chose. 4. Version history stayed on, because the easiest way to know whether to tighten a gap is to know you tightened a similar one 20 minutes ago and undid it. 2. What the polish button actually did. 4 dials, 1 tile. We tuned them for you because we tuned them for ourselves 1,000 times first. 2. What the polish button actually did. The 4 operations the prompt asked for were the 4 operations you'd ask a tired but honest editor to do at 4 p.m. on a Friday. The load-bearing clause was the last one. Keep the strongest story beats intact. Polish wasn't allowed to break the story. Polish was allowed to serve it. 2. What the polish button actually did. Scene.
The other 2 empty chat tiles. The polish tile was the 3rd tile, not the only tile. The empty chat shipped with 3 quick actions, and the trick was knowing which one matched the work in front of you. The other 2 empty chat tiles. Tile 1. Assemble a trailer. The early move. You'd uploaded a project. Footage ingested. Every frame described. Every word transcribed. The timeline was still empty. You wanted something watchable, fast. The other 2 empty chat tiles. The tile filled the chat with. Can you look at all the clips in this project and assemble a trailer for this project? Settings flipped the opposite shape of polish. All media turned on. Trailer assembly had to see every candidate clip, transcript and frame. Plan and rubric on. Strict verification on. The other 2 empty chat tiles. The I have a wedding shoot and I need a 60-second hype reel by morning button. You pressed it. The harness went looking. The first cut came back with the bride's laugh, the toast, the dance floor, the slow motion confetti. You corrected the parts you wanted corrected. You shipped. The other 2 empty chat tiles. Tile 2. 1-second highlights. The middle tile was the rep out button. Take the clips already on the timeline, trim each one down to its single most interesting second. This was for short form, reels, shorts, back-to-back hard cuts. The other two empty chat tiles. The prompt. Would you take the clips that are on the timeline and trim them down to just the most interesting 1 second of each clip? Settings flipped lean. Inline edit mode on. Not plan and rubric. This wasn't a story decision. It was a direct timeline operation. All media off. We weren't shopping for new clips. Version history off to keep context small. Normal app undo still had your back. Press it. A 90-second loose cut became a 22-second hard cut highlight reel. Watch it. Fix the two clips where the model picked a beat that didn't punch. Export. The other two empty chat tiles. Tile 3. Polish. The late stage move. Walked through in section 2. Trim done. Clips in order. Story there. Tighten the air. Smooth the seams. Ship. Three tiles. Three stages of the cut. Early, middle, late. Each one tuned the harness differently, because each one was a different kind of work. 4. The reminder dialogue. Why we slowed you down once. The first time you pressed any tile, a small dialogue opened. It showed the preset's name, the prompt it had just filled in, and the four settings it had toggled, in plain English. Mode, plan, and rubric. All media off. Timeline on. Version history on. Then a checkbox. Don't remind me next time I use this suggestion. That dialogue wasn't a sales pitch. It was a coach handing you the clipboard. We wanted you to see what the preset did to the harness's brain before the edit ran. The preset was making a setup choice on your behalf. The only way you'd trust the next one was to know what the last one did. Press once, read the card, tick the box, move on. Next time you hit polish, the prompt filled, the settings flipped, the dialogue stayed asleep. You'd already had the meeting. A button hides the choice. A tool shows you the choice, lets you skip the next showing, and moves out of your way.
The reminder dialogue. Why we slowed you down once. 5. When polish was wrong. Preserving the rough thing. Sometimes the rough thing is the thing. 5. When polish was wrong. Preserving the rough thing. A jump cut at 0:34 that snaps too hard? Maybe that's the rhythm. Maybe the pause before the punchline isn't dead air. Maybe it's the setup. Maybe the silence at 1:22 is what makes the music drop at 1:23 work. 5. When polish was wrong. Preserving the rough thing. Polish was tuned conservative. Subtle transitions only where they help. Keep the strongest story beats intact. But conservative isn't omniscient. Sometimes the harness was going to be wrong for your cut. Which is why plan and rubric was on, strict verification was on, and version history was on. 5. When polish was wrong, preserving the rough thing. Watch the plan, read the rubric score, let the edit run. Watch the new cut once. If the harness pulled a beat that was supposed to drag, undo. One undo restored the pre-polish state. Roll back. Send. 5. When polish was wrong, preserving the rough thing. That's the loop. Same loop as every other edit. The button just took the first 8 steps off your wrist. 5. When polish was wrong, preserving the rough thing. The preset filled the input, but the input was yours. You could append to it. You could rewrite it. The text area wasn't locked. The preset was a starting line, not a finish line. 6. Walkthrough. Polishing a 4-minute cut. A 4-minute talking head video. 3 clean commands. The harness did the work. You watched it once. 6. Walkthrough. Polishing a 4-minute cut. The cut was there, but the opening felt 30 frames too slow on the first line. The cut at 1:14 snapped hard against the next sentence. A half second of silence at 2:08 wasn't a beat. It was a breath you took because the room was hot. The final line landed, but the cut to black happened too fast. This is the moment polish was for. The chat wasn't empty anymore, so the tiles weren't showing. But you typed the same prompt from memory. Polish this timeline. Tighten dead air. Smooth the jump cut at 1:14. Keep the final line breathing. Send. Plan came back. 4 seconds of dead air at the open. Add a 6-frame dissolve at 1:14 to soften the cut. 4 seconds of breath at 2:08. Hold the final frame an extra 12 frames before the cut to black. You agreed with 3 of 4. The dissolve at 1:14 was a bad call. You wanted that cut to stay hard because the new sentence is a punchline. You replied, do the trims, skip the dissolve at 1:14. The harness amended the plan and ran it. 12 seconds later, the new cut was on the timeline. Open snapped, breath at 2:08 gone, final frame held the extra 12. Cut at 1:14 unchanged. You shipped. That whole loop, read the plan, push back on one beat, watch the run, ship, took less than 4 minutes.
The hand edit version would have taken 30. You didn't lose taste. You moved where you put the taste. That's the whole game. 7. The rep. Cut, watch, polish, watch, ship. 5 verbs. The polish button collapsed the middle one into a single press, but the watching on either side stayed yours. The audience feels you're watching. They don't feel the model's tightening. Good. If you're still doing the last 20% by hand at 1 a.m., you're not lifting heavier. You're doing reps your tools could be doing for you while you sleep.
Take the rep off the wrist. Put the taste where it counts. 7. The rep. You shot it. You ordered it. You polished it. The cut is done. 7. The rep. See you on the timeline. 7. The rep. Gnarls. 7. The rep. 7. The rep. Related reading. Tell it what you want. Watch it cut. Covers the chat-driven editing service this post sits on top of. How to edit a 60-second video in under 2 minutes, honestly. Runs the timer on the full workflow, polish step included.